KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office has taken over the investigation into an incident on the Stanford campus in which a driver slammed into a student who identifies as Arab and Muslim. The incident took place Friday afternoon. The victim told university officials the driver then yelled an expletive directed at him, referring to him and his people. The California Highway Patrol initially responded to the incident and said it was investigating the incident as a hate crime. The sheriff's office is now investigating. Stanford's president and provost say they are profoundly disturbed to hear of the report. They call hate-based violence morally reprehensible. Cal State East Bay is set to become one of the first colleges in Northern California to offer cannabis education courses starting today. KQED's Emily Calix has more.
The courses will cover all aspects of the cannabis industry, from business to agriculture. They're fully online, and those who complete them can earn a certificate and get help finding employers. Max Simon is the CEO of Greenflower, the cannabis education and training program that is partnering with Cal State East Bay. He says that cannabis companies have a high turnover rate.
They're not prepared for the complexity or the workload or the nuance of the industry. And so we really feel that these programs are building a more trustworthy, a more professional, and a more committed industry.
The classes are part of the university's continuing education program and open to anyone over 18. I'm Emily Calix, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news at KQED.org.